3, 2, 1. Well, we may not be there yet. We are still picking up. I realize I might have fast-forwarded a few important things while jumping to the essentials of starting a run. So, let's get to it. My name is Zainul and welcome to Rerun. So, you've been lacing up frequently and working those legs and glutes. You've been mindful of your form and core, but you're still not happy with endurance. Well, no one ever is. Don't worry though. Here are a few things we can do to enhance your run immediately. You can thank me later. Let's look at the starting of your run, shall we? You stretch. You stretch, right? Right. Glad we have that cleared up. Because if you aren't, you're not opening up the required muscle groups. How to stretch is a good topic for another time. For now, let's rewind the clock 35 minutes before the run. Yes, you don't really just head out of nowhere, do you? You plan it in the day. So let's include this. Every run is powered by what you eat or drink. And importantly, when. A nourishing meal before a run is great, but has little effect if the time passed after it is long. So, we're focusing on things you can have right before your run. And don't worry, you'll find this easily in any Indian house. See, you can always Google best food to eat before a run. So I'm not going to get into it. I'm going to tell you what's really worked for me and what hasn't. A banana or a peanut butter sandwich are a great source of energy. They slowly burn during the run and almost always gives you lasting energy. Google will highly recommend cheese, but I won't. Though it has all the right nutrients, it has always given me a sticky feeling in my chest. When it comes to fueling up for a run, how you consume water makes a huge difference. It separates a champion from a rookie. And this is the secret ingredient to fueling right. You want to train your body to consume as less water as possible during a run. In order to achieve that, give your body some H2O before the run. And by some, I mean a lot. Your general capacity of drinking maybe 1 or 2 glasses of water at a time. So add 1 more to it and force it down your neck. 7 minutes later, you'll feel heavenly inside. And a few minutes later, nature calls. Do what you need to, and 15 minutes post that, see yourself stretched and on the starting line. Hydration is the cornerstone of preparation for any distance. Give your body the cushion it needs and time this secret ingredient just right, and I promise you'll see the difference. Go run it yourself and see, and I'll see you next time. By the way, subscribe to my podcast for more, and you can always reach out to me on my Instagram @theRateGoingPaces. See you next time. Next time on Rerun, running in circles and how not to lose your mind.